Blog Talk Radio.
Should I push up on it? Temperature rising. Okay, let's go to the next level. Dance floor jam packed, hot as a tea kettle. I break it down for you now, baby. It's simple. If you be an info, I'll be an info. In a hotel or in the back of the rental, on the beach or in the park, it's whatever you into. Got the magic stick. I'm the love doctor. How your friends teasing you by how I sprung? I got you. When you show me you can work it, baby, no problem. Get on top and get to bounce around like a low rider. I'm a seasoned vet when it comes to this shit. After you work up a sweat, you can play with the stick. I'm trying to explain, baby, the best way I can. I'm melting your mouth, girl, not in your hands.
I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
I'm on top ride like you're the rodeo. You ain't never heard it sound like this before. Cause I ain't never put it down like this. Soon as I come through the door, she get to pulling on my zipper. It's like it's a race who could get undressed quicker. Isn't it ironic how erotic it is to watch them thongs? Had me thinking about that ass after I'm gone. I touched the right spot at the right time. Lights on, a light source, she like it from behind. So seductive, you see the way she whine. Her hips are slow mo on the floor when we grind. As long as she ain't stopping, homie, I ain't stopping. Dripping wet with sweat, man, it's on and popping on my champagne campaign. Bottle after bottle, it's on. And we gon' sip the every bubble and every bottle, it's on.
I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
Monday world and welcome to the Candy Shop. I am your favorite host at Kenya PST on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Kenya Kardashian on Facebook. Kenya the Sweetest Thing on YouTube. But today I'm just super excited to be kicking it with you guys. Now I hope your weekend was amazing here. In the Candy Shop, we have a way to make your week super, super great. Shout out to the big homie Q Jackson, who will be joining us here in the Candy Shop at the 3:30 hour to discuss the PR world. Now, he is no stranger to the Candy Shop. We've actually had the chance to kick it with him on his very own show, and we're going to discuss a lot more here on today's show. So definitely tell a friend to tell a friend to log in. Hit us up online at blogtalkradio.com/touchyourneighbor, or call in and listen to the show on the go, 818-572-2935, to stay plugged in to all the fun. Now, each and every Monday in the Candy Shop is a new music Monday, and I promise you to bless you with the hottest new music in the streets. And today, there's no different. We got new music from Jesse J. Oh my goodness, we got new music from the one and only beautiful and talented from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, Lyrica Anderson, who really took my heart by storm with her new album, Medea. And I'm going to show you guys a little reason why a little bit later on New Music Monday. And of course, we have new music from Gucci Mane, who just released his album, Mr. Davis, on Friday. Friday to the streets and allowed the world to see what's up. Well, it's only right and it's only necessary that we dedicate today's show to Mrs. and Mr. Davis. As we know, 1017 is about to be super big as it's getting ready for the super amazing and awesome Hood Fairy Tale. Mr. and Mrs. Davis are getting married on BET, and we all get the chance to watch it, so it's only necessary and right that we dedicate today's show to the Mrs. and the Mr. Mr. Davis right here live in the Candy Shop. Now it's New Music Monday. As promised, hit us up online at blogtalkradio.com/touchyournneighbor. And if you guys are watching online, you get the chance to watch me on Facebook Live. Tell a friend to hit up Kenny Kardashian so you can stay tuned to all the fun that's going on here in the Candy Shop. Make sure you follow me at KenyTSC on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. If you're watching me on Rocking Colors, I got my social media CEO t-shirt in orange, and you can get yours. Hit me up directly. We got a sale going on right now. The shirts are 2 for $30. 2 for $30. You can get 2 colors, 1 slogan, $30. Hit me up, kenyatsc@gmail.com, so that you can be a part of the movement with the social media CEOs, as well as get your Sweet Nothing journal. Hit me up all over the place. Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram. We're live, and today's show is dedicated to Gucci Mane and Keisha Keor. Only right, we kick it off with new music. It's Enormous featuring Ty Dolla $ign right here live in the Candy Shop. Tell a friend to tell a friend to hit us up online right now, 818-572-2935 or blogtalkradio.com/touchyourneighbor.
I know some. So, it's enormous. Yeah. Throw this bag on yo, cause it's cash to yo. It's enormous. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. It's enormous. Throw this bag on yo, cause it's cash to yo. It's enormous. Oh, yeah.
Scooch.
It's enormous. Oh, yeah.
In that dime with that Hublot on my arm, head to toe in Louis Vuitton, looking like I sold a ton. Real trap nigga, baby, upper echelon. He a real drop nigga, he ain't never held a bomb. When she in the room, baby girl, yeah, she perform. Carbon on the dresser, baby, please don't be alarmed. Gucci man so charming, he didn't even wear a charm. She suck it till it's numb, baby, got a gold tongue. Well educated, but call me and go dumb. Licking where she at, won't believe where she came from. Sipping on Patron, they love me like Dun One. I told her keep it low, shout it, call me Dun Dun.
It's enormous. Throw this bag on yo, cause it's cash to yo. It's enormous. Oh yeah, it's enormous. Oh yeah, it's enormous. Drop that pin, I'm all in your location. Had to pull up just to motivate ya. Don't be acting shy, I'm losing patience. Oh yeah.
S,
honest, ace of spades, honest, ace of spades, honest. I wanna run up a tub, champagne in my bath, sauce, cool ranch. Love when you clap it like that, enormous. Throw this bag on yo, cause this cash to yo, it's enormous. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, it's enormous. Throw this bag on yo, get this cash to yo, it's enormous. Oh yeah, it's enormous. Oh yeah, it's
this
enormous.
Lady really is the truth, I'm giving props to you. I love to fly you out the country just to shop with you. She act like she a good girl, fuck like a prostitute. I'm acting like I'm good, but really I'm in hot pursuit. I think that I'm so fly that I don't have to lie to you. But you so fucking gorgeous, I'm not trying to flatter you. My sex game's so aggressive, I'm just trying to splatter you. Your booty is enormous and my dick's enormous too. You showed out last night, I had a good performance too. I'm so healthy and prepared, I work it like your trainer do. My paper's so enormous, I am not a normal dude. You're so bad, I'm thinking about it, but don't die no normal.
Enormous. Throw this bag on yo, cause this cash to yo, it's enormous. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, it's enormous. Throw this bag on you, get this cash on you. It's enormous. Oh yeah, it's enormous. Oh yeah.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Kenya, the sweetest thing, and welcome to
the Candy Shop.
And it's your boy Jay Wright, live and direct in the Candy Shop.
Oh, it's your boy Bobby V. You already know we're kicking it on the Candy Shop. Keep it locked. Let's go.
And this is your girl Maya, and you are now tuned into the Candy Shop. Keep it right here.
New Music Monday here in the Candy Shop, blasting off today's show with new music from Gucci Mane off his new album, Mr. Davis. It features Ty Dolla $ign. It's called Enormous right here live in the Candy Shop. And today's show is dedicated to Mr. and Mrs. Davis, who will be tying the knot. It's going to be a hood fairy tale going down really, really soon, 10/17/19. Kaor and Gucci Mane are getting married, and it's going to be so beautiful. We're all at a fair. I'm super, super excited. It was only right and necessary that we kick the show off with some new Gucci, but I do wonder if Beyonce is going to be at Gucci Mane's wedding, only because he said it and he got the coin to kind of make it happen. I'm wondering if Beyonce is going to be there, but then I'm kind of thinking that she's not, because also on 10/17, Tidal is hosting their annual charity event in Brooklyn, and they have stars from Jay-Z to Stevie Wonder lined up, so maybe Beyonce won't be at Gucci wedding. 10/17 is the day, the big reveal. We will see. You're here in the Candy Shop. It's PR World 2, and coming up a little bit later, friend of the Candy Shop, Q Jackson, steps into the building to discuss the PR World. So hit us up online, blogtalkradio.com/touchyourneighbor, or you can listen on to the show on the go by simply calling 818-572-2935 to stay plugged in to all the fun. Now, I don't know how your weekend was. My weekend was really chill. Got the chance to kick it with my family. Not as much as I usually do on the weekend. Got the chance to go to work, real chill weekend. But my Monday was even better. Today, family means a lot to me. So my auntie, she's 72 years old. She watches Sister Circle. If you guys don't know what Sister Circle is, it's a show on TV One, which features Selena Johnson, Keanu Dansey, Rashan Ali, and Quad from Married to Medicine. And my auntie watches the show each and every day. She literally does not start her day until she watches Sister Circle. The show comes on at 9 a.m. So today, I tweeted Sister the Circle and mentioned to them how much my auntie loved the show, and they gave her a shout out on air. So you know my week is starting off really, really good, but maybe your week ain't getting turned up. Whatever's going on in your world here in the Candy Shop, we have a way to make things better. We call it our Willing to Exhale moment. It's very simple. It's very easy. I've learned the power of breathing. What you do is you breathe in for 4 seconds, hold it for 5 seconds, and then exhale absolutely everything inside of you for 6 seconds. Now, in order for it to work and be effective, you must repeat these steps about 2 to 3 times. And I'm promising you, if you could just breathe in a positive start and exhale all the stuff that has you frustrated, you too can change the atmosphere around you. So there's no longer a need to wait to exhale. Let's go ahead and do it. So breathe in, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hold it, 5, 4, 3. Now exhale. Exhale, exhale. Repeat these steps about 2 or 3 more times, and I'm promising you whatever had you frustrated will slowly begin to lose its power. But it's only fair and it's only right that you guys have had the chance to vent, that I get the opportunity to do it.
You know, me and the voices in my head, we have a lot of things that we always talk about. And some of the things that we talk about, you know, it's like we talk about good weeds, we talk about music, we talk about a lot of different things, we talk about men, we just spend a lot of time, you know what I'm saying? And the voices in my head, they're like my best friends.
So, like, I'm really slow in, you know, after what happened with Sister Circle. I got up, made me some pancakes, some shrimp and grits. You know, I was really just feeling it this morning. And I thought about how often we find ourselves in situations that we don't have control of, things that we can't fix, things that we can't just wave a magic wand and it's over with. And oftentimes, I realize we put ourselves in positions after the inevitable happens, that we put ourselves in uncomfortable positions. Like, we sit there and we're frustrated about being in traffic, or we sit there and we're upset because someone didn't treat us right, or we sit there and we manifest an attitude just because we start to think about how things are not going the way we planned. And it made me realize if you can sit there and do that, you can sit there and decide to be happy. You can sit there and decide to not give whatever is holding you down too much power. You can sit there and decide that what's going on today literally stops right now. And I may have had a bad moment at the start of today, but the rest of the day is going to be absolutely amazing. I truly believe that we have the power to decide to be happy. And you can call me crazy, but I believe that your happiness is your decision. Maybe I'm just tripping, but these are the voices in my head. This is my favorite part of the show where we get to be inspirational before we turn up. And the turn up is always real here in the Candy Shop. Coming up in a matter of minutes, Q Jackson of Quintessential Branding is making his way into the Candy Shop for PR World 2. So hit us up online at blogtalkradio.com/setyourneighbor or listen to the show on the go by simply calling 818-572-2935 to stay plugged into all the fun. It's my favorite part of the show. Here's new music from Tasha Cobbs Leonard. It's called I Have Decided, right here live in the Candy Shop for New Music Monday.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. Will you never ever let me astray? 'Cause he never ever led me astray. I have decided to follow Jesus. 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 No turning back, no turning back. The cross before me, the world behind me. The cross before me. The cross before me, the world behind me. No turning back, no turning back. No turning back, no.
New Music Monday. That was Tasha Cobbs Leonard with I Have Decided right here live in the Candy Shop. Well, we just wrapped up the voices in my head, and it's very clear that your happiness is your decision. So hopefully you guys are out there deciding to be happy, deciding to get over some stuff, to look over some things, move past certain situations and issues, and I hope that you're deciding to live. That's what we're doing over here in the Candy Shop, living intentionally. I appreciate everyone who's checking in online. If you don't know, you can watch the Candy Shop online, Facebook Live. Shout out to everybody. We usually are chatting and having amazing conversations in between songs and breaks. Shout out to all my amazing kings and queens who are tuned in. I see y'all. We're going to chat in a minute. Or you can listen to the show on the go by simply calling 818-572-2935 to stay plugged into the fun. If you missed the show, you can go relive and revisit every single moment that has ever occurred in the Candy Shop by simply logging on to blogtalkradio.com/touchyourneighbor so that you too can be a part of the fun. I'm super excited that each and every Monday you guys encourage me. It was one of those days where today's show almost didn't happen. That's why I'm kind of glad you got friends you can call and say, hey, you want to be on the radio today? Shout out to Hugh Jackson in a matter of moments. He's going to be stepping into the building to discuss the PR world. This is our second installment. In the first go-around, we had the chance to talk to my queen, Miss Lily Mae. And today I'm super excited to see what Hugh Jackson has to say, as he's been all over the city of Atlanta holding it down and really, really putting it down in these streets in the PR world. Make sure you hit me up at KenyaCSC on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat, Kenya Kardashian on Facebook. Make sure you save the date. November the 25th, I will be hosting the second annual Royal Hair Salon Royal Cut Party. Shout out to my girl Fantasia. We definitely going to be talking about it here in the Candy Shop, as well as the Sweet Nothings 52-Week Self-Knowledge Journal book signing is coming up next month as well. So save the date. Make sure you guys mark your calendars. I'm super excited and so grateful for all the support. You can order your shirt right now, KenyaTSP@gmail.com. We're running a special 2 for $30, as well as the shirt. Well, your book is $20, or you can get a book and a shirt for $40. Shop with the kid, and I really, really appreciate all the support. Now, New Music Monday is where I get to blast some of my favorite new records. New Music Monday is where we get to introduce to you guys some amazing songs that you may have never heard. New Music Monday is where we get to have an all-out party, but we're getting ready to slow it down. In just a matter of moments, the big homie Q Jackson is stepping into the Candy Shop, but I got new music from Tamar and Jesse J right here live in the Candy Shop, followed by that. Q Jackson is here in the building. Here's Tamar Braxton with Run Run, followed by Jesse J, Not My Ex, and after that, in true fashion, like we do at the choice, at the church, the voice you will hear is my brother Q Jackson right here live in the Candy Shop. Hit us up online at blogtalkradio.com/touchyourneighbor or listen to the show 818-572-2935.
Yeah. He fall pretty high when they get that pum pum. Head up in the skies, make them wanna come fly to my love like the bullet up the gun. The control of my body, boy, come and get you somewhere.
My ex used to tell me I'm flawless when laying low with all the girls. Believed him when he said he was honest, then blamed myself when I got hurt. My ex used to tell me I'm selfish, but never did he put me first. Ignore me and it do it on purpose, just to have the last word. But now you wanna love me, who knows what you'll find. It won't be easy, but I'm down for the ride. Just remember, you're not my ex. No, I know I can be trouble, Lord knows that it's hard. It won't be simple when I give you my heart. Just remember, I'm not your ex. I'm falling for you, you're falling for me. I'ma promise I won't hurt again, I can promise we won't be like them. I'm falling for you, you're falling for me. I'ma promise I won't walk away, I can promise it won't be the same. My ex used to tell me no male friend, cut him off if you really care. I will go away a couple days, 100 girls at his place, games night to the stairs.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Kenya, the sweetest thing, and welcome to
the Candy Shop. And it's your boy Jay Wright, live and direct in the Candy Shop.
Oh, it's your boy Bobby V. You already know we're kicking it on the Candy Shop. Keep it locked. Let's go.
Ed, this is your girl Maya, and you are now tuned into the Candy Shop. Keep it right here.
It's always a good day here in the Candy Shop. It is always a better day when it's filled with family. Now, of course, New Music Monday pops off each and every Monday here in the Candy Shop. Already, we've heard new music from the Mr. and Mrs. Davis, who's getting ready to get married on 10/17. I don't want to say tomorrow, but Gucci Mane, we've already heard new music from Jesse J. Make sure you order your shirt, your social media CEO shirt, as well as your Sweet Nothing Self-Knowledge Journal. But today, we're going into a subject that I think we all need a little help in. That's strategically knowing what to say and when to say it, and no one knows how to do it better than our first guest in the second installment of the PR World Series. I'm super excited to welcome back to the Candy Shop a person who really doesn't need an introduction, more like kind of wipe your feet off at the doormat and come on in. Q Jackson, you're live in the Candy Shop. How you feeling, King?
I am feeling great, Kenya. Even though you say I didn't need an introduction, that was one hell of an introduction, so I appreciate you for that.
You are more than welcome. First off, I just want to thank you in advance for an amazing conversation.
Yes, thank you as well.
What I was thinking about today's show. Okay, so I wasn't going to do the show today. I wasn't going to do the show today all the way up to like 11. And so I was like,
okay,
who has I
okay,
always
now why is that?
Interview? I just didn't want to. You know, I'm a little out of God. I just didn't want to. Did I say it?
At
you
least
know what?
She kept it honest.
Right, I just didn't want to. And then it was just like, well, you know what? That's not how the game goes. So I said, let me get myself together. And life was setting itself in to make me realize, hey, that's not how it goes. You got to do it even when you don't feel like it. And without a doubt, it was just a text away. So I thank you, Q, for kicking it with us here in the Candy Shop, as well as for the countless invitations you have given the Candy Shop to join you guys over at E.T. Marie Radio and just at your house. Like, Q, you are just all around a super dope person. So thank you for being Q Jackson, first things first.
Well, I appreciate it. And if you were not the sweetest thing, I'm telling you, you wouldn't be around. But you are a great person. And for the years I've known you through the multiple endeavors I've been involved in, I've appreciated you. And, you know, we're going to keep rocking as long as we can.
That's what I'm talking about. There's a lot. We have a lot to discuss. For those that may not know who you are, you're all over the city. You're at all the events. If you see the celebrity, you usually see Q with them. You have your hand in a lot of things, from the Lunch and Learn, the It's T. Marie Radio, Quintessential Gentleman, B Magazine, and Quintessential Branding. We're going to try to break down all of it and get into all of it and make sure we're not mixing anything. But in your own words, who is Q Jackson and what is Quintessential Branding?
Well, I think the best way to describe Q Jackson, myself, I would say I'm a lifestyle connoisseur. I'm a person who came from Cleveland, Ohio. You know, there were opportunities, but there were not a lot of, I guess, worldly opportunities, you know, that most people would venture into to get to know more about the world. So I moved to Atlanta, a place where entertainment is just like everything. Entertainment, politics, education, is so much to learn from down here. So I've always been the type of person to want to learn as much about everything I can. You know, so down here I was able to not create a person, but I was able to become the person that I never knew I was. You know, I was able to incorporate food and lifestyle and fashion and, you know, knowledge about different things into the person that I am, hence the, you know, the quintessential name. That's where that came from. Like, I feel like I'm the epitome of a lifestyle person, a person who enjoys life. I enjoy helping people. I love exposing people to amazing things. And I love living myself. And Quintessential Branding is a company that I launched about, it's going on 6 years now. I saw a need with the people that I was around or surrounding myself with. I saw a need to, you know, kind of teach people how to do certain things in the industry and how to build different things as far as their brands and their reputations and, you know, things like that. So, you know, Quintessential Branding was born. Quintessential Branding has been one of the companies in Atlanta that, you know, it's remained constant. You know, we've always had something going on. And I'm thankful for that, because I actually sat up and talked to some friends a couple of days ago, and I'm like, you know, I may have had my down moments with my company trying to figure out everything, but one thing I can never say is Quintessential Branding was not present. You know, so I feel like this is definitely something that I was meant to do. You know, even if I may shift the direction of the company, it's always something I was meant to do, and I'm thankful for that.
And that's what I'm talking. I love you. If you guys are just tuning in, Q Jackson is here live in the Candy Shop. Hit us up online at blogtalkradio.com/sessionneighbor or listen on the go by simply calling 818-572-2935. Now, you left Cleveland and came to Atlanta. You're in Atlanta. You've made your staple here in the city. You're working really hard. You say you enjoy working with people, helping them get their lifestyle up to par. And here in Atlanta, it is like a totally different lifestyle. I've seen a meme where they say everyone in Atlanta is a celebrity. So with that type of mentality, when you're walking around in the city, now you're out here helping people brand themselves while branding yourself at the same time. How do you handle those moments and those people who may try to downplay your work or who may say,
ooh,
hey, I can do what
you're
doing, or How do you handle those types of things?
My spirit told me that this was going to be a topic of conversation that was going to be had. And the reason that my spirit told me this is because a couple weeks ago, I actually had conversations. Somebody came to me and, you know, said some things and had some questions about who I am and what it is that I do, you know, based off of things that they've heard from other people. Well, you know, after talking to a few friends, you know, I'm like, okay, it's not necessarily something that I would have thought was a positive thing, but at the end of the day, it did turn out to be something positive because, number one, if people are questioning who you are and what it is you do and, you know, making their suggestions on what you need to do to be successful or to keep going or whatever it is, that means that there is something about you that they are threatened by, and their suggestion oftentimes is not really a suggestion of positivity. It's a suggestion to kind of allow them to, you know, feel a little better about themselves. So, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it kind of had me down for a minute, but then it motivated me because I realized, you know, a lot of times people come to you because they are feeling some type of way about different things, and they are threatened by the things you're doing. I'm not bragging on the things that I've done. However, I've been blessed enough to be involved in some very amazing partnerships. Yeah. I've been able to, you know, be a part of some amazing brand activations, from liquor companies to luxury watch lines to, hell, I've helped to brand chefs and, you know, things like that, like people you're now seeing on major TV shows. And as I'm talking to you, once again, I'm not bragging. However, I am, you know, appreciating my journey, and I'm going to pat myself on the back because I'm the only one that knows the things that I went through to get to where I'm at. And on my birthday, when I turned 30 this year, you know, once again, I am thankful to say that the city of Atlanta recognized me, a little old boy from Cleveland, Ohio, on his 30th birthday, recognized me and gave me my own day because of the accomplishments that I have made in the city, you know, over the past 5 or 6 years. You know, it's not a lot of people that can say that.
Now, for those that may have wondered if you could do the job better than him, get you a day, and then that will determine if you're in the ranking. If you guys are just tuned in, Q Jackson is here live in the Candy Shop. We are discussing the PR world. Hit us up online, blogtalkradio.com/touchyourneighbor, 818-572-2935 to listen to the show on the go from wherever you are. You yourself you're also a media personality, from writing to broadcasting. You're all over the place. What is your involvement when it comes to magazines and radio?
Well, my involvement started years ago. I was fortunate enough to be a part of B Magazine's journey. And for you guys that are familiar with B Magazine, Jay Wright, the entertainment reporter on the Candy Shop.
Yes,
we rocked it out for about 7 years. You know, from photo shoots to cover shoots to, you know, writing articles about so many different things. It was something that I never knew I was really interested in until I was given the opportunity. You know, so more opportunities came. I got the opportunity to become co-host on It's T. Marie Radio Show. We're actually on hiatus now. We'll be very soon. And Kenya, we appreciate you for that because anytime we need Kenya is always there. I think Kenya has been there just as much as all of us, you know, so we definitely. You said what?
I said, I'll take it.
And we definitely appreciate you for that. And then last year, a friend and I in New York, we actually launched The Quintessential Gentleman. It's a men's lifestyle publication that focuses on positivity in the African-American community. You know, at that time, you know, kind of saw that a lot of things were going on, and every time you looked at the media, there were things portraying African Americans, in particular African American men, as everything but how great they are. So with that need, you know, we're like, okay, it's our responsibility to do something. We have the know-how, we have the connections, let's go ahead and do it. So if you guys check out The Quintessential Gentleman, www.theqgentleman.com, follow us on Instagram at @theqgentleman, you'll see it's everything positive about the African-American male, and it's needed, and we're doing it.
Definitely. Yes. You guys are the examples. And another great thing about you, Q, is that you left home, you came to Atlanta, and I'm pretty sure there are some people that look at you and they may think it looks easy in regards to the transition. What have you learned, most importantly, about yourself in this time here in Atlanta with building your brand, working with individuals? And have you ever experienced that friend-turned-foe type situation in the business world?
Now we'll start with the friend turn foe. Would definitely say yes. You know, there are a lot of people in the industry that come around and they want to be a part of what it is you're doing when you're doing it, because they want to be seen, or they, you know, want to come and use what you've built in some kind of way. So, you know, when it comes to things like that, thank God for discernment, because you come in, but I gonna show me what I need to see, and sooner or later you are gone. There are people in the industry that I've met, and we've been, you know, cool for years. Whenever I need them or they need me, you know, we're always there for each other, which is a very, you know, it's a special thing. But one thing I can definitely say I've learned about myself, I'm not, you know, the best. I'm not this, but I know what I am, and I am great at whatever it is I do if I put my mind to it. At the end of the day, I've learned that nobody can stop me from doing what I was put on this earth to do. At the end of the day, my story, the main thing that I have learned is the journey that I have had. I didn't start this journey for me. I was put in a position, and the journey was already, it was already written out for me, and it was meant for me to be on this journey so that I can share the story with somebody else. Because there are so many people that I have encountered along the way that have, you know, had questions about this and questions about that, even when it comes to clients of mine. You know, my clients aren't just clients. You know, my clients become like a family, because not only do we talk about business, we talk about personal things, and we help guide each other through life. You know, so like I said, my experience in life, I feel like I was put on this earth to share my story with other people. And you never know, I may write a book about it.
Oh, come on to the book writing club, and I'll help you write that book. You got it right here in the candy shop. I'm going to help you write that book. Q Jackson is here live in the candy shop. Now, with PR, you're helping people communicate and convey the messages that they want the world to see. On top of that, you have to kind of convey and deliver the messages that you want the world to receive about you and Quintessential Branding and all the businesses that you have your hand in. What is one of the biggest misconceptions about Q Jackson that is floating around here that you would like to clear up or address?
Oh, what is one of the biggest misconceptions? The biggest misconception, I would say, that is a very interesting question. Well, what I would say, to clear everything up, when people wonder who I am and what it is I do, I am Q Jackson of Quintessential Branding. Quintessential Branding is a brand development and management company that also helps clients with public relations. I am a radio co-host, I'm an editor of a magazine, and me along with a friend of mine, Jay, who's a creative director, we have launched the I Am My Brand thing, because we see a lot of people who, you know, who their brands get the recognition, but they don't. But they embody everything that their brand is about. So I Am My Brand was born to highlight, spotlight, and showcase the individuals who are behind amazing brands. So, yeah, the biggest misconception about me, sometimes I can be an a-hole. And I can,
okay.
You know, when you've crossed me. But at the end of the day, I'm one of the nicest people. You know, I've invited so many people to my home. You know, although it's industry and, you know, everybody has their ideas of how industry is, you know, I believe in genuine connections. And I'm a cool, down-to-earth type of person. I may invite you over for a little wine. I may invite you over for a cookout or a dinner party. So don't ever think that when you see Q, Q is unapproachable. You know what? That's the answer to the question. The biggest misconception is sometimes I'm unapproachable because people see things on social media and, you know, they get an idea of who you are. And just because you see these things on social media, it does not mean I'm an unapproachable person. I had to work like everybody else. I've had to ask questions like everybody else. I still ask questions about things. So if you want to know something, I'm always here, you know, to answer. However, don't come to me with no bull, and don't come trying to use me, because that's not a good thing.
Right. I love it. If you guys have just tuned in, we're talking live with the CEO of Quintessential Branding, my homie, my friend, Q Jackson, here in the Candy Shop. Hit us up online at blogtalkradio.com/touchyourneighbor. Or listen to the show on the go, 818-572-2935. To stay plugged in, as promised, I promise to end the show with more new music from Lyrica Anderson as we get prepared for the Love and Hip Hop season finale and reunion that's popping off very, very soon. But we're chilling with Q Jackson here in the Candy Shop. Now, the great part about majority, well, the interview here in the Candy Shop is the whole purpose and focus of the interview is to teach the listeners and to give them the example of someone just doing it. Before you get out of here, we want to get some inside PR information from the one and only Q Jackson. You down, Q?
I'm down. Now, let me just say this. Most people, I mean, it's so many publicists in Atlanta. And like I said, my company does handle publicity, but our main focus is branding, developing brands. Publicists, you know, they more so publicize the brand and expose the brand to the public or the audience that brand is looking for. But my job is to help create that brand. There are many people that come to me and, you know, they have an idea of what they want to do. They just don't know how. So it's my job, it's the job of Quintessential Branding to help them get out what's in their head, put it down on paper, and develop it. So then it can be exposed to the world.
Well, you already took care of the first question, because the first question was, when do we hire Q? When you got an idea that you can't put it together, that's when you hire Q. See, we working in the spirit. We've been operating in the spirit the entire interview. I ain't that wrong with it.
I know.
Okay, well, the next one is, I seen a post today, and it was from a friend of the Candy Shop, to be specific. Shout out to Nurse Mimi. She made this post today. And I'm going to ask you I'm going to form the post in the form of a question to ask you. Even when someone employs you, specifically Quintessential Branding, Q Jackson, and they are now your client, does that person have to stop doing the work and just allow you to do your job, or should they be meeting you halfway even though they've employed you for your assistance?
Well, and you know what? What's funny about this is I have every meeting that I have with clients or potential clients, I always let them know. Once we sign this contract, that does not give you the right to become lazy, because – first and foremost, we're sitting here because you have a vision, and we're sitting here because I have the expertise on how to help you get that vision to the next level. So, hell no, it is not your job. Stop. Because at the end of the day, you're the one with the passion. I'm the one with the know-how. So I'm going to take your passion and put it where it needs to be. So we have to work together in order to make sure that we accomplish the goals we've set out for you.
I appreciate you for accepting the challenge in life to go forth with just pursuing your own goals and doing your own thing, as well as being a consistent and constant fixture here in the Candy Shop and rocking out with the whole Sweet Aftertaste movement. You are just so amazing and just so awesome to us. Do you have any regrets? Would you have done anything differently? Would you have not joined somebody's team? Would you have came to Atlanta a little bit earlier? Is it time to go home? Do you have any regrets in this process, in progress?
You know what? Everything works out in time, and there are a lot of things that I would say that I would have done differently or I would have acted on a little sooner. However, everything that has happened happened how it was supposed to happen, and it put me right where I needed to be, you know, or, you know, where I was supposed to be at that moment. Everything is an experience, so therefore I can take what I've learned and move on to the next phase of my life. Like, I never thought 10 years ago when I moved to Atlanta that these are the things that I would have been doing. I didn't think I was going to be on a nationally syndicated radio show. I didn't think I was going to work for a nationally published magazine. I didn't think that I was going to have a company that would get recognized by a major city in the United States on a day that I turned 30. I didn't think anything like that was going to happen. So if I don't regret anything, nothing at all. Only thing I can do now is from the things that I've learned and the things that I would have changed, I can implement them into my life now and make sure that my future is so much greater than I could have even imagined. And the one great thing that I appreciate is, you know, having family along on this journey, because my parents, my grandmother, my sister, they've been here supporting the things that I've been doing. And honestly, without them, it would have been a good journey, but I couldn't enjoy it as much as if I was not able to enjoy it with them.
That's totally understandable. You're just so dope. You're just so awesome. I hope to see you really, really soon. I'm thinking about hitting this Jack Daniels event on Friday. I see something's going on tonight with T.I. Nema Escobar. I doubt I'm
Keisha Lance Bottom. You need to get into some of them politics. She has an event going on tonight, too. The mayoral candidate of Atlanta.
Shout them out, because early voting has started as well. If you guys want to go ahead and vote early, you can go ahead and vote early. So thank you for dropping that on us, Q, before you get out of here. Anything that we should be on the lookout for, any save the date, as well as let the people know how they can get your services and stay plugged into absolutely every move that you're making.
Well, we're going to go ahead and get started with the services. If you want to contact Quintessential Branding, www.quintessentialbranding.com, and that's spelled Quintessential. You can contact us through the website. You can contact me, q@quintessentialbranding.com. Follow me on Facebook at Quintessential Jackson, or Quintessential Branding, and Instagram at Quintessential Branding and Quintessential One. And as far as the save the date, me and the team, we're going to be out this weekend for the 27th annual AIDS Walk. It's something we try to do every year. It's a great cause, and we've, you know, lost some people because of the AIDS and HIV thing. You know, we have friends and family affected by it, so we're definitely going to be out there this weekend. So we hope to see you guys. We're going to have our fourth annual Ugly Sweater Christmas Party. Details on that unfolding, so it'll probably be the second week of December, as always. I'm also in talks with T. Marie. She's planning her her relationship panel. She has one every quarter. So she's planning her relationship panel. So that's going to happen before Thanksgiving. So definitely be on the lookout for that.
You're just a wealth of knowledge.
Oh, and before I forget, I Am My Brand apparel will be coming to the website very, very soon. So be looking out for that. And make sure you guys are following I Am My Brand, I am_my brand.
Well, I appreciate you so much, Q. You're so awesome. And when I tell you guys, Q is fast and real. He already has sent me the information about the Keisha Lance Bottoms event. This thing ain't no game. You get somebody who response time is 0.0. That's what you need on your team. Thank you, Q, for always rocking us here in the Cutie Shop. You are a friend of the Cutie Shop. And I'm going to try to make it where we can see each other soon. I'm thinking today. We're going to make that happen some way, somehow. Anything you need from me, consider it done. And you definitely enjoy the rest of your Monday.
And I look forward to coming back because we have more things coming up real soon.
Well, I look forward to all of the things that are coming up. Thank you so much for rocking out with me today, Q, and enjoy the rest of your Monday.
I appreciate you. You enjoy it too.
Shout out to my brother Q Jackson, who always holds us down here in the Candy Shop. Shout out to T Marie. Shout out to It's T Marie Radio Show. Always holding us down the Candy Shop. And shout out to you for kicking it with me this hour. Each and every Monday, I have the soundtrack to your Monday with New Music Monday here in the Candy Shop. And it's only right that we end the show with more new music. Shout out to Q Jackson. Once again, follow me everywhere at KenyaTSC on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Kenya Kardashian on Facebook. I done dropped the new fish picture on Instagram, giving you nothing but inches in lip gloss. Make sure you follow me as they plugged in. I might be out and about in the city, thanks to Q. I will see you guys. Make sure you support Black Television tomorrow. Gucci Mane and Keisha K.R. is getting married. Shout out to Mr. and Mrs. Davis. Make sure you support Gucci Mane's album, Mr. Davis, which is out right now. But another big night in TV for Ratchet TV lovers, Love and Hip Hop Hollywood ends tonight. The season finale comes on tonight, but also the part one of the reunion comes on tonight. So we're getting a double dose of Ratchetivity on television tonight, so make sure you guys tune in for that. And one of the stars of the show, Lyrica Anderson, just released her album, Adia. I didn't think I would like it. Guess what I've been playing all weekend? Lyrica Anderson's album, Adia. Make sure you guys check it out. Here's new music featuring Chris Brown. It's Lyrica Anderson with all me right here live in the Candy Shop. I will see you guys next Monday.
He told me he don't like the party. I told him pull up to the lobby. Yeah, I just wanna catch a vibe with you. Ballet pulling up outside, come ride with me. Just little conversations, you know what's up. Keep doing things you do, never change up. And when we do the things that we do, keep it on the low, yeah. And when you need me, hit me up, stay on call, yeah. And you ain't never gotta ask for you, I just do it. You're one of a kind and I ain't never trying to lose you. When they asking who that is, yeah, it's all me. It's all me, yeah,
all me.
He gon' pull up on me, winding down, it's all me. Hit me when you want it, baby.